This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with us. The Arkansas Department of Health teamed up with the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese Saturday to offer a day-long mass COVID-19 screening for families at the Jones Center in Springdale. Over 200 people were tested. According to the Pacific Islander COVID-19 response team, Pacific Islanders in Arkansas, who are majority Marshallese, are experiencing fast rising and disproportionate rates of infection and a growing number of fatalities. Several hundred diverse families jammed the parking lot Saturday to obtain free COVID-19 screening and testing, as well as free groceries courtesy of Tyson Foods and protective masks fabricated by Marshallese. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us this audio postcard.
Why, Anna? They don't need COVID-19. They're just going to leave. Okay, then I'm going to be controlling traffic over here. Para mi gente, so they don't come. This is Melissa Leland. I am the executive director of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. We didn't expect this many. The health department kind of made their announcement. So from that moment on, I knew this was going to be huge. And I think having an event like this to do a mass screening, it's very important, vital. The fact that their health history has a lot to do with that as well. As we all know, Marshallese do suffer from a prevalence of diabetes. In fact, over 50% of adults that usually come through our screening, they've been diagnosed with diabetic. So because of health history and other social determinants, not having access to things like the Medicaid program or the SNAP program, you compound those all together and stack them up, it just kind of make this community, naturally vulnerable.
Casey Cochran, Arkansas Department of Health, Northwest Region Director. So we're here today. We partnered with ACOM and their event for the Marshallese in the area to provide COVID testing is what our group will be doing today. But the others will be handing out chicken, milk, and masks to the Marshallese community. We are going to use the nasopharyngeal procedure. So it is basically a swab that is inserted into the nostril all the way back. And we collect a sample. We put it in medium and then we'll package it and get it onto our lab. This is a mass testing event. And so we're just, glad to be a partner with ACOM and that they allowed us and the consulate to come out today and join them in their event.
Okay, and white, American Indian, Native American, and Hispanic, non-Hispanic? Okay. And have you had any known contact?
No.
Okay. Are you a healthcare worker?
No.
I'm Pansy James. I am the administrator here with the Joseph Bates Outreach Clinic, part of the Arkansas Department of Health. Yes, we have to wear a shield. We have to wear an N95, a gown, and gloves. Anything to protect us from any type of splash. Because whenever you're collecting your sample, it can cause the person to maybe cough or sneeze. So we don't need any of the splash on us, and we have to be able to remove our PPEs in between each carload. So it's a process. We have been going out into the community and doing more of a door-to-door type screening. So far we kind of have been just concentrating on cases and getting all of those contacts. We have performed now about 1,000 tests in the field. We had identify areas where there have been a case, and we do work mainly just the Marshallese, the Pacific Islanders. Occasionally it does fan out into some of the other areas just due to contacts. Once we identify those contacts, we want to get all those contacts to a case tested. But the majority are Marshallese, and I have 8 Marshallese who work here with me, and 1 Marshallese nurse, and then I have 7 or 6 DIS and 1 Marshallese clerk. So they're all very helpful in locating and identifying where people are.
According to the Arkansas Department of Health, more than 180 Pacific Islanders have tested positive for COVID-19 in Arkansas. In recent weeks, an additional 700 Marshallese have been tested by Department of Health outreach teams in local neighborhoods. Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, in collaboration with the Asian and Pacific Islander American Health Forum, recently conducted a COVID-19 community needs assessment, surveying more than 450 Marshallese households within the span of 1 week. More than 80% of respondents report having essential workers in their families, many working in meatpacking plants. And more than 50% have household members with diabetes, obesity, or high blood pressure, making them especially vulnerable to complications if they were to become infected with the coronavirus. This is Ozarks at Large.